Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete echo jungle base wobble in Ableton Live 12, and the big focus is not just sound design, but placement. We're going to make the base hit, reflect, and then answer itself just a little off the grid, so it feels alive inside a DNB groove. Set your project up at around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for jungle and roller style drum and bass. Before you even touch the bass, get a drum loop going. You want the kick and snare pocket locked first. Think snare on 2 and 4, with some breakbeat ghost notes underneath. That drum groove is your reference point for everything else. If the bass doesn't talk to the drums, especially the snare tail and the little break accents, it won't feel right. Now start with a simple MIDI idea. Don't overcomplicate it. The strongest DNB bass patterns often have more space than notes. Write a 1-bar or 2-bar loop with short notes, not long-held ones. Use a root note on beat 1. Maybe an offbeat answer after that, then leave space around the snare, come back in on beat 3, and maybe add a late pickup before beat 4. That sense of push and release is the whole vibe here. One note leans forward, the next lands a little behind. That contrast is what creates momentum. For the sound, build a split between sub and mid bass. On the sub layer, keep it clean and simple. Operator is perfect for this. Use a sine wave. Keep it mono, and don't add stereo whitening or big effects. The sub should be solid, stable, and brutal. It's the foundation. The movement lives above it. On the mid-bass layer, use Waveeatable, Analog, or Operator if you want to keep it stock and efficient. Waveeatable is especially handy here, because you can get a dark, gritty wobble without needing a giant chain. Start with a saw or square-based Waveeatable, maybe two oscillators with a little bit of detune. But keep it controlled. Add a low-pass filter with some drive. Then use an LFO sync to the beat, either on 1/8 or 1/16, and bring the cutoff movement in until it starts to pulse in time with the drums. You want the wobble to feel rhythmically locked, not like random modulation. After the synth, add saturator. Keep it tasteful. A few dB of drive is usually enough to give the bass some bite and density. Turn on soft clip if needed. The goal is to thicken the mid-range and make the bass speak, not to flatten it into a square block. If the sound needs extra motion, you can put auto filter after that and automate the cutoff later in the arrangement. Now here's the core of the lesson, the concrete echo. This is the part that makes the bass feel like it's bouncing off a hard wall and coming back at you. There are two good ways to do it in Ableton. One way is to duplicate the bass notes and offset them slightly late. You can do this on a second MIDI track, or inside an instrument rack if you want everything together. Take only the notes you want to echo, lower their velocity, and move them just behind the beat. We're talking tiny shifts here. A few milliseconds, or maybe a 1/32 or 1/16 triplet kind of feel, depending on the groove. You do not want a giant obvious delay. You want a shadow. Something that feels like the room is answering the note. The other way is to use echo after the synth. This is great if you want the reflection built right into the chain. Set it to a sync division like 1/16 or 1/8 dotted. Keep the feedback fairly low, and darken the delayed signal with the filter controls. Raise the low cut so the sub stays clean, and pull down the high end so the repeat sounds like a darker reflection instead of a bright slap. Keep the dry slash wet modest if you only want the echo to support the groove. What makes this style work? Is that the reflection should never step on the drum pocket. If the echo is fighting the snare or muddying the snare tail, back it off, shorten it, darken it, or move it a touch earlier or later. Tiny timing changes matter a lot in DNB. A few milliseconds can be the difference between stiff and greasy. That's why this lesson is really about groove control, not just adding effects. If you're using a duplicated echo layer, keep that layer lower and level than the main pace. Usually by about 6 to 12 dB. If you're using echo, keep the feedback under control, because once that reflection starts lingering too long, it can wash over the break and take away the punch. At this point, it helps to group or rack the layers so you can manage the relationship between sub and mid bass quickly. Keep the sub narrow and centered. Keep the mid bass a little more expressive, but still controlled. If your low mids are spreading too much in stereo, pull them back. In drum and bass, the bottom end needs to stay locked. The kick and sub are sacred territory. Now let's turn the loop into a phrase. Don't think in endless bars. Think in sections. Build changes every 2, 4, or 8 bars so the track keeps breathing. A simple approach is to start with a basic wobble and echo in bars 1 and 2, then add a small pickup in bars 3 and 4, then increase filter motion or echo density in bars 5 and 6, and finally create a little dropout or lift into bars 7 and 8. That way, the bass line feels composed, not just looped. This is where automation becomes your best friend, but keep it focused. Automate one or two things that actually improve the tension. Cutoff is a great target, so is echo feedback. You can also automate saturator drive or the dry slash wet of a very subtle send effect. Don't automate everything at once. Too much motion makes the groove harder to read. In darker DNB, clarity is heavy. A clean, deliberate change hits harder than constant movement. Here's a strong teacher move. Test the bass against the snare tail. If your echo is covering the body of the snare, it's too much. If the bass reflection lands just behind the snare and feels like it's answering the drum rather than fighting it, you're in the pocket. Also, listen to the break's ghost notes. If your bass can react to those little accents, the whole groove feels more human and more intentional. A good trick for this style is to print your favorite groove early. Once you find a bass timing that feels great, resample it. Record the bass to audio, then chop the best 1-bar or 2-bar result. Audio makes it easier to rearrange, reverse tiny sections, create stutters and build fills without constantly going back to MIDI. In a live heavy DNB production, the best bass parts become source material. You find a killer phrase, print it, then shape it like an instrument. If you want to push it further, try a 2-stage wobble rhythm. Make the first half of the bar tighter and shorter, then open up the second half with wider filter movement. That creates a natural lift inside the phrase. Or try a split note answer pattern, where one delayed reflection is followed by a second, even quieter one. That can sound like a bounce in a concrete room, which is exactly the kind of texture this lesson is after. For arrangement, think in question and answer. Let the first 4 bars introduce the groove, then use the next 4 bars to respond with a slight change in rhythm or tone. Maybe the last beat of every 4 bars gets a different note, or an octave jump, or just a clean rest. That tiny switch keeps the listener from settling too early. Another strong move is to pull the sub out for half a bar before a switch up. Let the echo trail ring, and then slam the low end back in on the next phrase. That contrast is pure danceflor energy. If the bass feels too static, don't reach for 10 different effects. Start with one simple movement, like cutoff, then maybe add a small feedback rise. A 200 Hz to 1 kHz sweep can beat enough to give the phrase a lift. A tiny 1 to 3 dB bump in drive can also make a section feel more aggressive without changing the whole character. Small moves, big results. Here's the main takeaway. In drum and bass, the groove is not just the notes you play. It's where you place the answer. Concrete Echo Jungle Bass Wobble works because the bass hits, reflects, and disappears just enough to let the drums keep driving. Keep the sub clean. Keep the timing intentional and keep the echo dark and controlled. When you get that push and release balance right, the bass starts feeling less like a preset and more like part of the room. For practice, build one 4-bar phrase at 172 BPM. Make a simple drum loop, add a monosign sub, design a mid-bass wobble, write only a few short notes with gaps, offset 1 or 2 echoes slightly late, and automate a single filter sweep across the phrase. Then resample it and save it. That's your Concrete Echo Bass V1. Once you've got that first version, make 3 passes, one tight and clean, one darker and later, and one with a little extra tension at the bar end. Compare them against the same drum loop and see which one feels most in the pocket. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot fast. All right, that's the lesson. Build around the drums, keep the sub focused, use short notes with space, and let the echo behave like a shadow instead of a spotlight. That's how you get that heavy, bouncing, concrete slapback energy in Ableton Live 12.